This is a rap session, Kiva Club rap session at Anna Boyd's place.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna. You don't have that on. Wait, you know what? We're gonna vote for Raymond Nakai.
Resources, and they might run out of resources. I can't really make a proof. thing about resources, you know, because they want to make it an Indian thing, everything Indian, and they want to get the resources from Indian. But, you know, how many rich Indians are around? So, you know, they're going to eventually end up getting support and financial support from people who, they didn't want it, you know, I would say it's kind of a contradiction in a sense. And maybe, you know, if they don't succeed, it's another black mark towards the Indian. And if they do succeed, no.
I guess that's just like any of these model cities or all these other programs that, you know, are really essentially good. Like, you know, these people that work for model cities that I know real well, you know, like Joe Long, he's the real guy on campus, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, and he's the one that initiated all these student programs and everything. But then, you know, he had to work for model cities. You know, in order to help the people down in the Albuquerque High District area, you know, the barrio and everywhere, to help these people, he had to, you know, get some money from the federal government, which he didn't want to in the first place, because, you know, you're so, you have to follow exactly what they do after you get the money from them, I guess, which is what the Indians on Alcatraz don't want. You know, they don't want to have to depend on the government, I guess, for their financial support, because you're so bound by them after you do get support that you can't even initiate some of your own programs that you had before. I guess that's what these people are afraid of down there, and I guess that's what Anna was trying to get across, that some of the criticisms that they don't have any financial support. And the only place they're going to get some is, I guess, federally, from some federal agency, which will, you know, really curtail them. You know, they'll probably have to see a lot of what they, some of the good programs that they're trying to initiate.
See, they told us too, like, there were three things that might happen. One is that the government would give them the island as a gift, which they won't accept. The other one is that the government would give them a grant and say that you can buy the island with the grant money that we're giving you, which they don't want. They want to buy the island themselves that they say for
$24.
You want root beer or do you want a?
There's no real
question. Could I ask you what
is
the purpose there? I mean, do
you
guys find
the
island?
Have you read that proclamation?
I think mostly there's no practical purpose, as you can gather from
it's
observations. But the thing behind it, the mostly symbolic.
It's symbolic.
You know. Well, you say that to them and they'll say no. Yeah, they'll say yes, it's symbolic.
Yeah, well, they have practical plans, like a museum and a,
the Indian community center is also burned down.
No, it's in San Francisco.
San Francisco, anyway, it burned down, and like, this is a place where a lot of the Indians that lived in the city could go for recreation and sober up, and, you know, so they could get job opportunities and financial or, you know, all these things through there, and it burned down. And this is one of their purposes too, which, you know, I really believe in that, because if they can use Alcatraz as an Indian center in the city, I think it's really good, because, like, it's kind of like a little reservation, and it's a good place. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys been to, you know, big cities, but God, that place is awful. We've got all these things running around and buildings and
smog.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, and I guess, well, urban Indians are just as much downtrodden as everybody else, and maybe I'm being sympathetic to the urban Indians, but I think they really do have a need for some type of center. And if Alcatraz can work for them in that means, yeah. I think it is symbolic, but at the same time, I guess I was impressed by the small group of people that we met that were very serious, and they're the ones that perpetuate the whole thing, you know, and because of them, you know, I don't know how many there is, you know, but I know their group is a lot smaller than them. Just like me too, the Cuba Club or Malibu Tribe or, you know, anything else.
That's one thing that Anna said last night. It struck me that whether they succeed or fail on the purpose on the island can affect just about, you know, everybody and every Indian around, like the Cuba Club, you know. Theirs is a well-publicized national stand, you know, people know about it. comical in a way when they began it because of what they did, but now the people, the coverage in Time Magazine, the significance and importance of it, so what barrier is it going to have if they fail to succeed on this? That makes you, you know, wonder, you know, how hard you, or how deeply are you committed to what you're doing here?
I think that's behind all these Indian movements that have stuff, you know, begun since maybe in the early 60s, like the Christians in Washington and everything, you know. At first, everything, you know, seemed real comical to all the people, you know. Like, I remember on the newsreels, I used to watch those on TV, and these people, you know, and these Christians, you know, and they lay down in the water and everything so they don't get arrested and stuff like this. It was real funny. But, you know, it was really serious. The people finally caught the idea that it was serious, you know, and they finally enacted some legislation to repeal some of those laws that they had on the fishing rights of Indians in Washington and California, and that these people, these Iroquois that are supposed to have come down, I guess they, you know, they had that bridge blockade between New York and Canada, and, you know, they just got up there and acted because they didn't want to pay a toll going back and forth between the two countries each way, you know, they have to pay a dollar each way, and it was getting so that, you know, all their income that they make was going to pay for the silly toll, and they just decided, you know, we're not going to do this anymore, you know, we have a treaty that says that we don't have to do this, and now they want, both countries want to tax us going across, and they finally acted, and I guess that's essentially what's behind all these movements, you know, somebody just has to act.
I think, but, you know, that is kind of history in a sense, you know, to whatever way anyone else wants to interpret it. But the fact that Alcatraz is existing now and is affecting everyone else, well, you know, the Indians, in every way, you know, how his life is going to be, or his destiny in a sense, you know. It's very crucial at this time, you know, to kind of react to it, at least say something or support it or in whatever way you can.
Or even our thing in the mall fighting. You know, that's our own thing around here. That's the only thing, like, I try to schedule this thing to kind of wake people up and everything, you know. And if these people don't come, we're going to have to do it. And since we're the people around here, we should be the one that's going to do this thing. We should have done this without their help anyway.
I'd like to... Well, take me about a couple of minutes to say something, because I think what Irene and I say, we can, in a sense, just regurgitate what they told us out there, and you can do with it what you want. And I said, like, my personal impression, you know, I'll give on the side, because I don't want to influence anybody to any way of thinking. And I wanted to stay. Okay, that's as far as I got on the personal bit. But as part of the regurgitation of what they said, like, the publicity thing, they had 7 countries from Europe over there that, you know, the reporters came over, and Sweden even offered them federal aid because they were willing to recognize them as a sovereign nation, you know, and this publicity thing can go to that extreme because it's, and from that they were saying that if Europe will recognize them as such, you know, that will put more pressure on the United States government to, you know, take action upon what they got. And they say that the BIA is in an embarrassing position because here they have this land and yet they aren't taking them off. And as far as Alioto, who's mayor of San Francisco, and some other politicians in the town, they're just going to be willing to let them sit there till they move on. And they aren't going to do anything. They aren't going to let them buy the land or anything. So they get like a big war. You know, and they named certain incidents that happened to them, like when they landed, and like the Coast Guard, just certain individuals in the Coast Guard, they tried to, well, this one guy made a run to go get some food or something in a rowboat, you know, because they couldn't take their boat out. It's about a mile and a half from the island to the mainland, and he was coming back, and the Coast Guard tried to lasso, how did he say it?
I don't know.
They had tried to rope him out of the boat, you know, they got a rope, and they're sure trying to get him, you know, just, you know, it's just like war, so that's the way, in a sense, it's very, very real to them, and what they're doing, and that's why I think they feel so strongly about it, but whereas it may affect us more indirectly here, because it's like a ripple.